Chris Nash, almost a complete 2020 performance, really, tonight.
I mean, to restrict it to 1-4-4, obviously, did a great job. Great to have Millsy back, and I thought everyone just chipped in, did their bit. I thought we fielded pretty well in quite wet circumstances, and it's always good to beat them. You know, they're a big team. They come down. They've got some fantastic players, and, you know, to beat Surrey, I think that's twice we've beaten them here in white ball cricket. We were really, really happy with that, and we had to go up there next Sunday and have another crack.
Talk about rivalries. Is it a good rivalry between the two, Chris?
Yeah, as its moments. Yeah, I think you know. But you know, I think that's what happens when you get come up against a big team like that. You've got a lot of big players, and you know, I suppose we're a smaller club compared to them, and it's up to us to go out there and fight and to beat them, especially at home in front of a big crowd. It was really special. Really enjoyed that.
Ross has spoken about Tamel Mills. The fact that when he's in a side, that the opposition might look and think, "Oh, he's playing." Does it also give you a lift as well in the Sussex side that he's in the side?
Yeah, it's massive. I think you look at the results. I think he's got Roy and Finch out there. They're two big players. They can go on and get 70, 80 very quickly. He gets the big wickets, and you know that's why he does what he does, and that's why he's, you know, he's having the career he is, which is great for us, because when he does it, we generally win games.
Restricting them to 148. What was the plan going out to bat with you and Steen?
They say no plan survives first contact with the enemy. So you don't really have a plan when you're opening, because you're trying to make use of six overs. You're trying to get out there and get as many as you can. Not quite that many, but you're trying to go out there and put them on the back foot and kind of bring that rate down to make it easier later on. So, and once we got going, kind of first over didn't go for many, and then it just happened, didn't it? It was great fun.
And when it's happening, the ball's disappearing to all parts. Are you aware, because commentating on the game, it looked like the Surrey heads were going down. Are you aware of that, Chris? You're thinking, well, we're going to do this now.
You do feel it. You feel, you know, when you're under the pump, you feel 11 guys all over you. And when you're on top, you don't feel as many. So it was just, you know, it's so nice when you both get going. I kind of had the bulk of the strike first few overs, got myself kind of 30, and then Steen just went off, and that over off Mika, I think, or on Reeks, and then he just went mental, and suddenly we were off and running, and the game was kind of done.
Have you hit the ball as crisply as that before? I mean, you've had some terrific innings in T20, but that is almost as well as you played.
I hit it pretty clean. Yeah, I had it clean against Kent the other week. I think maybe all this 8-over cricket's got me going the right way. But yeah, I feel really good, Nick, now. I've had a tough period in 4-day cricket, but to play white ball cricket like that, and really happy.
Where are Sussex now in this competition? Was the feeling this was a game you had to win tonight, Chris?
I think we got five games in 8 days with a 4-day game in between. If you lose this one, pressure's on tomorrow. You know, if we go and win tomorrow, we're going to be in second or third, I think. It's amazing because of the rain, how tight it is, and how two wins is going to change you from... Two wins gets you one way, two losses brings you the other way. So I think it's a bit of a false economy at the moment because of the amount of rain, and if everyone plays the next couple of weeks, it's going to be really tight.
Different opening partner, Steen, instead of Luke. How's that different, the dynamic between you?
He's left-handed, which is a pretty obvious one. It's just, you know, I mean, I've opened with righty for years. We've had a really great partnership and we have a great time. But, you know, when your partner bats like that, you just really enjoy it. And it's just really nice when you're going and he's going, because then the rate just disappears. You know, it was 1 minute it was 7-over, the next minute it was 3-over and the game's done. So it was just really, really good fun, and he looked like he was having a belter.
Funny how things change. The lads were really down at Taunton when they left on Sunday. And tonight, everybody's up. How important to keep that momentum going now, Chris?
Yeah, I think that's the danger. That's 2020. You can go and lose a game in, you know, dare I say, absolute shambolic conditions up there. And, you know, we have a tie game here, which we're an inch away from winning. And you can be really high for a win like tonight. And you can be, you know, low at Taunton when probably no one deserved to really play in those conditions. So I think the key is to not get too high now, because we've got to play tomorrow. And we've got to start again tomorrow. So you enjoy it, you try and take all the best bits from it, and then give it everything tomorrow and start again. And if you get two wins from two, you're right up there.